Today we're going to talk about cutting nails before Shabbos to prepare for Shabbos Kodesh. Sounds like a strange topic, but it is a halacha in Shulchan Aruch. It's in Reish Samech Sif Alv. Shulchan Aruch says that it's a mitzvah legaleach hatzipurnayim b'erev Shabbos to actually cut one's nails on Erev Shabbos. Beis Yosef quotes a very fascinating comment from the Kolbo that there was a maisa begadol echad. There was a story of a gadol who said to one of that one of his sha'amar le'echad mitalmidim said to one of his talmidim that I want you to come back to appear to me after you die. And the Talmud appeared to him and he saw that he had like a big stain on his face. So he said, how did you get that stain on your face? And the Olam HaEmes. So he said there were three things that I did wrong, and one of them was that lo nisharti b'teglachas tzipornayim b'kol Erev Shabbos. I wasn't so careful about cutting my nails on Erev Shabbos. Beis Yosef quotes this from the Kolbo that apparently it's such an important inyan. So why do we do this? Why is it important to cut one's nails on Erev Shabbos? So the partial reason is that based on where the Mechaber puts it in Siman Reish Samech Sif Aleph, right next to the din that one should bathe on Erev Shabbos, is that it's the din of Kavod Shabbos, that you have to prepare oneself for a Shabbos. So that's how we do Kavod Shabbos. Sefer Chassidim, though, sounds like the Kepedos for another reason, that it was there was some sort of Isser Chelev that was involved. Sefer Chassidim writes in Siman Nun Ches that the concern is that maybe underneath the fingernails a person is going to have some Chelev, some non-kosher Chelev that gets caught in underneath their fingernails, and then they're going to bite their nails or they're going to use their nails to eat. So you got to cut off the nails so that they'll whatever's stuck underneath there will come loose and will get out. So he says. So you might as well. So Sefer Chassidim says, and therefore lefichach tov litol tziparnov b'chol erev Shabbos. Therefore, it's good to do it on erev Shabbos. But even according to Sefer Chassidim, still, why does he dafka say to do it erev Shabbos? He could do it any day of the week if it's only about the chelav elamai. There's a kavod Shabbos element also. It also seems kabbalistically that there's some inyan in this. The Shlach Kadosh on Mesach Shabbos Ner Mitzvah Os Tes, he also raises this issue of kabbalistically a maila in cutting one's fingernails on Erev Shabbos. This din of cutting fingernails on Erev Shabbos is like any other din in Kavod Shabbos, and therefore it should apply to both men and women. Women also have a din to bathe before Shabbos, prepare for Shabbos, so this is the same for women. The question is, when's the best time to do it? The Aruch HaShulchan in Reish Samech Siv Vav says, U'pashurhu dekol dvar emelu rechitza v'chitoch tzipernayim v'giluach tov yoser lasos achar chatzos. He says all of the things that we do in preparation for Shabbos, it's best to do it after chatzos and Erev Shabbos, because then it's really nicker, it's very clearly recognizable that you're doing it for the sake of Shabbos. That's how the Aruch HaShulchan says. However, there are many poskim that suggest that it should be done before chatzos. The Mata Ephraim and Tafresh Chavhei Sif Yud Gimel Del Yerabba and other achronim say that maybe it's better to do it before chatzos. So that's subject to dispute. But Pashas is like the Aruch HaShulchan. That certainly, if it's more nicker, that it's for Kavod Shabbos, then it's better. Magen Avraham though quotes in Siman Reish Samach at the beginning of Sifkat Nala from the Marshal that there's a reason not to do it on Thursday. That whatever you do, don't cut your nails on Thursday. And the Magen Avraham quotes a Sefer Matan Moshe Kasev, B'Shem Sefer Hagen Shelo Litol. Why not to cut your nails on Thursday? Because then they're going to grow on Shabbos. A very difficult comment to understand. The Elia Rabba is not sure what that means, because they're going to grow on Shabbos. And what's the problem if your nails grow on Shabbos? Apparently on the third day after you cut your nails are said to grow on that day. But that happens by itself. What kind of malacha? You could even set a Shabbos clock before Shabbos and let a malacha happen by itself into Shabbos. You could start up a malacha on Erev Shabbos, let it happen into Shabbos. Over here, it's not even doing a malacha. It's happening by itself. Very difficult to understand what that's about. Pashtus is that you don't want to do it on Thursday, because by then it will start growing back already and it's not going to be such a great kavod for Shabbos, because your nails are going to be growing back already, which would mean that even worse than doing it Thursday would be doing it Wednesday, and even worse than that would be doing it Tuesday. It's just a matter of how early in the week one cuts his nails. But if you see that, you're not going to have time to do it Friday, so better to do it on Thursday. There is a... A Sefer Chassidim, as quoted by the Mishnah Brura, Mishnah Brura in Siman Reish Samach Sivkat and Zayin says that there are places where people are not Megalech, they don't take haircuts or shave or cut their nails on Rosh Chodesh. And even when it falls out on Erev Shabbos, they don't do this. And this is based on Rabbi Yudah Chassid. Now, if you look in the actual Tzavah of Rabbi Yudah Chassid in Os Mem Ches, he says, Shalolitol B'Rosh Chodesh Sa'aruv V'Tziparnav. He says, on Rosh Chodesh, a person shouldn't cut his hair or cut his fingernails. But he does not say anything about Fafilu B'Erev Shabbos, that even it falls out on Erev Shabbos. Some of the poskim are mechalik and say that Rabbi Yudah Chassid would hold not to get a haircut on Rosh Chodesh, even if it falls out Erev Shabbos, but that cutting nails is different. The cutting nails you shouldn't do on Rosh Chodesh, but Erev Shabbos you can do. Anyway, when it comes to the Tzavah of Rabbi Yudah Chassid, we've discussed many times in the past how careful we are or aren't about Tzavahs Rabbi Yudah Chassid. We discussed with closing up the windows, remember? Right? So about Rabbi Yudah Chassid. So there are some, so many would say not to be Choshesh Rabbi Yudah Chassid anyway. It seems the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chassid, Perek Mem Hei, brings a raya in Ha'aru Kufay and Dal that the Mishnah Brura is not worried about Rabbi Yudah Chassid. Because Mishnah Brura talks about getting a haircut during Sfira or shaving during Sfira. And Mishnah Brura says that when Rosh Chodesh Iyar falls out on Shabbos, so that Friday, which is Erev, both Rosh Chodesh and Erev Shabbos, you're allowed to get a haircut. Even though normally you're not allowed to get a haircut and shave during that time because it's Sfira. But when Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, the Erev of both Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos, you're allowed to get a haircut, you're allowed to shave. So that's that, and that's what the Minigas people are making like that. That's how the Mishnah Brura writes. Well, wait a second. Every time Rosh Chodesh year falls out on Shabbos, it's a 2-day Rosh Chodesh. And you know what other day is also Rosh Chodesh? Friday. So the Mishnah Brura says you're going to be getting a haircut, you're going to be shaving on that Friday. So obviously the Mishnah Brura is not worried about Rabbi Yudah Chassid. He doesn't think that it's such a concern that we have to worry about Rabbi Yudah Chassid. They quote from a motion of Simcha ben Kon Sefer. He quotes from the Kuntras Torah V'Horah, Chelik Beis, page 20, in the name of Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, that maybe Rosh Chodesh Iyar is different because you couldn't have done it earlier. So maybe in that situation the Mishnah Brura will be Mekel, but normally maybe the Mishnah Brura is not going to be so eager to be Mekel. Now, in terms of how one cuts their fingernails and their toenails, etc., the Mishnah Brura Siman Reish Samach Sifkat and Vav says that Yesha Kasvu, quoting from the Magid Meisharim, not to cut the Tziparnei Hayadayim V'Raglayim B'Yom Echad, not to cut fingernails and toenails on the same day. He says cut toenails on Thursday and cut fingernails on Friday. That's how the Magen Avraham says. This all sounds so Kabbalistic, and yet it's all quoted in the pages of the regular poskim in Shulchan Aruch, in Magen Avraham, in the Mishnah Brura. The Shari Tshuva says in the name of the Machzik Bracha that he found in the Seder HaKavanos that the Arizal was not Choshesh for the Magen Meisharim, and he would cut both his fingernails and his toenails on the same day. The Ramah in Siman Reish Samach Sif Aleph says that not only that, but when you cut your fingernails, there's an order of how to do it. You don't just cut all your nails, but there's an order of how to do it. He says, Lo yitol son kisidron. Start with your left hand, he says, and start with the kmitza, which is what we call the ring finger, and then on the right hand you start with the etzba, which is what we call the pointer. And he says, the way it works, on the left hand you go the fourth finger, the ring finger, followed by the pointer, followed by the pinky, followed by the middle finger, followed by the thumb. And on the right hand, you would go with the pointer first, followed by the ring finger, followed by the thumb, followed by the middle finger, followed by the pinky. He has a whole seder of how to cut the fingers on each nail, on each hand. Mishnah Brura and the nails, don't cut your fingers, the nails on each of the fingers on each hand. The Mishnah Brura in Reish Samach Sivkan Ches says, B'tashpitz kasav shemaram lo diktik b'zeh, v'kachas v'alari, mikol mochum yesh nizar l'chadchila. Mishnah Brura says, a lot of people weren't so careful about this, about doing a dafka in this seder, but he says, Mishnah Brura says, you should be zar l'chadchila, a person should be careful l'chadchila. The Aruch HaShulchan doesn't think you need to be so zahir. The Aruch HaShulchan Reish Samach Sivav says, kol elu advar me'in lem shum makom badin. There's no place in halacha for anything like this. Uman de kapit kapit, de lo kapit, lo kapit. If you want to be makbid about these things because you're into these things, good, you can be makbid about these things. You don't want to be makbid about these things because you're not so into these things, so don't be so makbid about these things. Birka Yosef also, he says he's never seen anyone be makbid about such a thing. However, one last point, what do we do after we finish cutting our nails? So there's a Gemara Ma'id Katan, Daf Yud Chasam Alav, that says that someone who buries his nails in the ground is considered to be a tzaddik. Someone who burns burns them is considered to be a chassid, and someone who throws them on the ground is considered to be a rasha. Why? Gemara explains that if you throw them on the ground and a pregnant woman walks over them, that it could be a sakana that she could have a miscarriage, or she could be mapil the baby. So Mishnah Berurah and Reish Samach Sivkan Vav says, quoting from the Gemara, that they only have the ability to be mazik in the place where they land, but if you sweep them off to somewhere else, then they won't have the ability to be mazik anymore, and therefore if when you're cutting your nails you lose one, so they recommend just sweeping up the floor so that you'll move it out of the way, you'll move it to a different spot, and then it won't have any ability to be mazik anymore. Should we dafka be makvid that we should burn it? So the whole point of burning it is that it's never going to be miskala, meaning when you bury it, the dirt might come up and then it will be exposed again. When you burn it, it's never going to be exposed again. So pashtus, I think most folks can assume, when you flush it down the toilet, it's also never going to be miskala. That also would solve the problem. Plus, it also takes it to a different place. Even if it is miskala, it brings it out to a different place. So pashtus is that flushing down the toilet is also good, even though in the Sefer Time of Dekra, in Os Tes, he quotes here, Rabbi Simcha ben Kon quotes, that the Chazanish was knowing to be sorif. He was knowing to burn his fingernails. What about and the other halacha for after cutting nails? The Elia Rabbi writes in Siman Dalet of Cutting Yud Beis that we should do a netila. We should do a netila sidaim. You should wash your hands after you cut your nails because of a nidnud ruach ra. Mishnah Berurah sounds like he also holds that there's an issue of washing dafka because of ruach ra. That everything we wash our hands after until sidayim in order to avoid a ruach ra. Probably if you just bite your nails, you probably don't need to wash. The ruach ra is not there, if some Chabunim Kohen suggests, based on a raya from a Rashbitz. Okay, but anyway, to summarize, one should cut his nails and take a shower and do all other things on Erev Shabbos to get ready for Shabbos, and that's certainly a great mitzvah to prepare oneself for Shabbos. The Amoraim went out of their way to prepare for Shabbos in many different ways, in terms of how you cut your nails exactly, what order you do it, so some are makbid, some aren't so makbid, the Aruch HaShulchan is not so makbid, the Mishnah Berurah says might as well be makbid. What we do with the nails afterwards, we are knowing to be makbid, not to follow what the Gemara says, and to not just leave them around, but to get rid of them in some meaningful way, whether it be by burning them, which I don't think is the minhag so much anymore, or flushing them down the toilet, which seems to be more the minhag of what people do with it. And then if you, after cutting the nails, you do netilas yadayim, might as well for the ruach ra part.